Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, I'm on the wrong channel.
I think I did that a few times too.
Well, jeez. Welcome to Read the Word. Quite an entrance today. All right. Well, let's just click a few more buttons and we'll get all of the internet working together. I'm going to have to buy the internet so that it no longer does this to preachers. Didn't you think that'd be a good buy?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a great purchase. All right. So welcome all of you around the world. Now, those of you that's listening right now on Blog Talk Radio, you might be like, wow, Pastor, you was just here. What's this program? This program is called Read the Word. And we're glad to have you with us. On this program, we are reading the Bible through from Genesis,
this program,
to Revelation in 1 year, out loud, recording it for you. And we're reading it chronologically as it happened historically. So we want to welcome you to this. We actually have a Blog Talk Radio channel called Read the Word. Go to Blog Talk Radio, search it up on the internet, and then once you get inside Blog Talk Radio, click Read the Word. I mean, hit the search button and hit Read the Word, and you will come to this channel. I'm recording this right now on my normal evening channel, the channel for Community of Faith. So this program comes on about midnight every day so that you can have this to use it with your daily devotions. So welcome all of you from around the world. Welcome YouTube. We're glad to have you. Remember, this is Sunday morning, so we're going to receive communion together also today. We've got great word from Jesus in John chapter 7 and 8. So hold your Bibles up. Let's get right to it. We got some stuff to read. Oh, yeah. Say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says
he
I am.
Is the great I am.
He is the great I am.
I receive the Word of God.
I receive the
and
word
plant
of God,
him as a seed
and plant him as a
in
seed,
the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
Producing a hundred and more.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now, we're going to read John chapter 7 and John chapter 8. And it's going to be a great time. So we got to get right to it. We got a lot of verses to read today. Chapter 7. Oh, hold on. I'm usually really ready, and I got my notepad ready and everything. Today is the anniversary of my dad going to heaven. And I just was sitting here looking at all my brothers and sisters' posts and remembering my dad, so you got to get a little more ready here. All right, so here we go. John chapter 7. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he did not want to walk in Judea. That's a good reason. Then here comes that statement. Because the Jews sought to kill him. Isn't that something? Now the Jews' feast of the tabernacle was at hand. His brothers therefore said to him, now get this, I'm not remembering this story. His brothers said to him, depart from here. Go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. His brothers just judged Jesus' heart to be filled with pride. They just said to him, look at this statement. No one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. His own brothers. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. For even his brothers did not believe in him. Have you ever been there? Don't worry. Just keep going. They'll come around. Jesus said to them, his brothers, my time has not yet come, but your time is already, is always ready. I don't remember that verse. Do you remember that verse?
I don't.
My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that its works are evil. You go up to this feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time is not yet fully come. When he said these things to them, he remained in Galilee. Isn't it something that you can read the Bible over and over and over and over and over and just not get a verse? That's amazing. Verse 10. But when his brothers had gone up, then he also went up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. And the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? And there was much complaining among the people concerning him. Some said, he's good. Others said, no, on the contrary. He deceives the people. However, no one spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied with us? You know how? Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We'll show you that at the end. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. Wow, that's so powerful. You don't have to know the doctrine. You just have to know the God of the doctrine. And then speak what he gives you to speak. And you'll sound like you know it all. 17. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether it is of man. No, or whether I speak on my own authority. 18. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. That's God, who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you seek to kill me?
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
People answered and said, you have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? Jesus answered and said to them, you. I did one work and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, Not that it's from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Like, are you kidding me? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous. I have that verse underlined. Isn't that something? Now, some of them from Jerusalem said, is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? However, we know where this man is from. But when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from. 28, Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, you both know me, and you know where I am from. And I have come of not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. Woo! But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. Verse 30, therefore they started to take him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Many of the people believed in him and said, when the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these which this man does? And here we go to the religious leaders.
Yeah.
The Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Jesus said to them, I shall be with you a little while longer, and then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me and not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. Then the Jews said among themselves, where does he intend to go, that we shall not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What is this thing that he said? You will seek me and not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. Didn't go to the feast like his brother said. But watch. Verse 37, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of your innermost being is going to flow rivers of living water if you believe in Jesus. How amazing is this? I love the word. I really do. This he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing him in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. And you can find some additional references on that on John 4:14 and Acts 1:8 and Luke 11:13. Now that's all there. You'll be able to go back and get it. I'll put a timestamp in for you on that. That's about Jesus giving us the Holy Spirit. Luke 11 says, he's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask. So ask and receive, and then you're filled. Wow. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. We're the ones that complicate this. Many from the crowd, when they heard this saying, said, truly, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. Some said, will the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. It's typical church people, believers. you're gonna argue about something. So just stop. What does the Bible say? Yeah. Now search and find if that's where it came from. It's real simple to do. Walk up to one of them ushers right there and say, where's he from? Oh, he was born in Jerusalem. 44. Now some of them wanted to take him, but no one laid hands on him. Jesus is in a people wanting to take him away. 45. Then the officers came to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who said to them, why have you not brought him? The officers said, no man ever spoke like this man. Then the Pharisees answered them, are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed. Look at this. Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he's doing? They answered and said to him, are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has risen out of Galilee. These guys have the Bible, they got the Pentateuch memorized. They have the law of the prophets memorized. They know it says from Bethlehem, Ephrathah, he's going to come. They know that. 53. And everyone went to his own house. Well, all right then. I don't know. Let's just all go home. But they went home. Chapter 8. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down, and he taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they set her in the midst, they said to him, teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. I have a question. What were you men doing wandering in somebody's house in the middle of their adultery? And which of you laid with her to commit the adultery? Where's the man?
Where's the man?
Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? Jesus said, Peter, give me my whip. No, that's not what he said. This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. I like it. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And many scholars believe that should say, he who is without this sin of adultery. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. And some scholars believe that he stooped down and wrote the names of the women they all committed adultery with. Lucy.
Everybody has wondered about that forever.
Lucy. That guy was gone like a cartoon character, man. Like, woo! It's time for supper. I can hear my wife calling me right now. Verse 10, when Jesus raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Right in front of everybody, because there's a crowd here. Right in front of everybody. In the temple, they did this. And God's watching. And their perdition was forever. They've been burning in hell now for 2,000 years. And they'll be brought out of hell to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Every man that ever lived on this earth will be in heaven, because you're going to stand before the judgment throne and give an account of your deeds. And they'll be in heaven. They'll see its glory and back to hell. Why? Jesus was standing right in front of them. I'm standing in front of you. Just receive what I'm teaching you. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Walk with him. Get out of all this religiosity. He lives in here. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's keep reading. 13. The Pharisees therefore said to him, "You bear witness of yourself. Your witness is not true." Jesus answered and said to them, "Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true. For I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going. But you do not know where I came from and where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one." Shake you right out of your shoes right there. "It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness to myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness to me." Then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would also have known my Father." It's simple. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple. No one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. They could not seize him, even though everybody there is like, why are they not seizing him right now? Because you can't touch a man anointed by God, doing the will of God. You can't touch him. MC Hammer wrote that for us. You can't touch this. 21. Jesus said to them, "I'm going away and you'll seek me. And you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." Ah, severe. Jesus said, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come. And he said to them, "You are from beneath. I'm from above. You are of this world. I'm not of this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Then they said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "Just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you. But he," that's God, circle that capital he, "who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from him." They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, you will know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." I only say what he says. I only do what he does. And I please him. Make sure you are pleasing the Father. Don't worry about anybody else. If you please the Father, you will be in right standing with God and man. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Verse 31. Here comes the verses everybody knows. Didn't know it was wrapped in this story, did you? Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You got to abide in the word for the truth to make you free. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" And they were in bondage to Rome right then.
Mm-hmm.
Rome was the ruling.
Yeah.
country.
And that's serious bondage.
Serious bondage. Thirty-four. Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. 37. I know that you're Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you or in your heart. I speak what I've seen with my father, and you do what you've seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, hold on. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. And Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. I like that. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, his own nature. For he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Abraham wouldn't have killed Jesus. Jesus was the one that came and walked amongst the sacrifice with Abraham when Abraham fell asleep. They were seeking to kill Abraham, and they refused. It's not that they couldn't get it. They refused to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is one of the worst deceptions in the whole kingdom of God. People who have been born again grow for a while, and then they come face to face with the truth and refuse to see it, refuse to accept it, refuse to keep entering in, and then they wander off into religiosity and probably miss the rapture. Because you got to be five wise virgins to get in, because the five foolish virgins are left behind. I don't mean to scare you, but I do mean to speak very boldly and specifically. There's a bunch of people that are not going to make the rapture because they won't get serious with God. They like church. They like religiosity. They like their building. They like their worship team. They sing the songs. They wave their hands. They feel an emotional deal. But Jesus looked at him and said, if you're not of me, you're of the father, the devil, of your father, the devil. Whew. Wow. It's so serious with me, guys, because I'm watching the news in Russia from Amir Sarfati that isn't this fake news we get here. This is real. Putin's been hiding out in a nuclear bomb shelter because he knows what he's going to do. And God's putting a hook in his jaw, and he's going to drag him down into Israel, and then he's going to demolish Russia. And at the point he comes for Israel, that's when you and I are raptured. It is very, very close.
Yeah.
Don't fool around with your Christian life. 48. Then the Jews answered and said to him, do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my words, he shall never see death. Then the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my words, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who's dead, and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? And it's just like Jesus. Why did you kill the prophets? You did it. Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, most assuredly. Gotta love Jesus. Yes, just 30 short years ago, I was having quite a conversation with Abraham. They took up stones to throw at him. Wait, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. They took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out to the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. They got stones in their hands, but they cannot hit him. Now, how in the world do you circle the wagons on all of that? Mm-hmm. That's like 3 weeks worth of teaching. I'm going to say this. The greatest thing that Jesus said is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Looked at his own brothers and said, why don't you believe in me? You've seen this. He looked at the scribes and Pharisees like, you've seen all these miracles? Believe me. Look at all these people who are believing in me. And you don't. It's your choice. You're choosing not to. Jesus said, I delight to do thy will, O Lord. I delight in it. To do the work of him who sent me. And just like he didn't condemn the woman taken in adultery, he doesn't condemn you. He's so much longing for you to say, come into my life, that as soon as you just make an effort to get close to him, he comes into your life. And that's what we're going to do right now. Now, there's a whole lot in this, but we're going to receive communion now. So, our verses are Luke 22, thank you, love, 14 through 22, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28, verse 31, 1 John 4, 16 through 19, and pretty soon it's just going to be another whole service all of its own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. Wait, let me say it again. After that, after we read the verses, we'll pray the prayer of salvation. I'll give you about 2 minutes of teaching, and then we'll receive the elements together. That's how we do it here. Luke 22:14. When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 disciples, and he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Pause. Let's just pray. Jesus, with fervent desire and great diligence, we desire your presence in this communion service with fervent desire. May the anointing destroy the yoke and remove the heavy burden in people's lives. Good evening. We're glad to have you with us. Verse 16. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Verse 19. Took the bread and gave thanks and broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. 1 Corinthians 11:26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until it comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John 4:17-18, love has been perfected among us in this, God's love, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as Jesus is right now, sitting on that throne, so are we in this world. He's the head. We're the body. You can't separate the head and the body and have a being. We are the body of Christ. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Fear, leave these people's lives now. Now. Trauma, your power is broken. It will not be bound by it another day. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Everybody within the sound of my voice, live or on the video or someday in the future, even if you're watching this during the tribulation, pray this prayer right out loud. Be bold. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
If I believe in you.
If I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
Now here's your place. Say it very boldly. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands out and just say it. I receive you into my life, Lord.
I receive you into my
life, Lord.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me
of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow.
I receive your grace, mercy, love, and righteousness.
I receive your grace, mercy, love, and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my
with
life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 And amen. Now.
And amen.
What just happened is God Almighty just filled your life with his great, amazing, awesome, wonderful being. He is now living in you. In a two-minute prayer that we know how to teach you to pray it. Because your heart is to receive Jesus, he said, to as many as receive me, to them I give the power to become the children of God. And you just did it. The Pharisees, we just read about, they didn't do it. Some of the people did. Nicodemus did. Some of them did. Centurions did. Most of them Pharisees are burning in hell today because they wouldn't receive Jesus. Now, we prayed all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. And that's now, you're filled with it. If you're full, you can't get nothing else in. If you're full, you're full. And Jesus filled you with his love, mercy, grace, and righteousness because you asked him to. And now he lives on the inside of you. All your sins are washed away, all gone forever. You don't have to worry about them. You're a new creation. And just like that, your life changed. You never existed in this reality before tonight, right now. But you're there now. Welcome to the kingdom of God. And we prayed, fill me with all the fullness of God. Well, see, that's everything. That's everything God has, he just brought. In Jesus' mighty name. What do I do now? Get your Bible. I recommend this one. Thompson Chain Reference Bible. It's got all kinds of stuff in there that you'll look at it for a while and say, wow, what is this? But I'm telling you, this is one of the most amazing study Bibles because they don't have anybody's erroneous doctrine in it. It's just the Word of God. It's got a lot of study aids, but they're just the Word of God. Referencing the Word to the Word. Once you get it, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and then start it again and read it over. You'll be able to go back and find this. I'll put a timestamp in for you. And you'll begin to walk with God and know who he is. That's the answer. God didn't want you to come get a religion. He wants you to have a relationship with him. I don't have to worry about it. If I teach you to have a relationship with him, you'll always walk with God. And that's the greatest thing I can do. Because then when you walk with God, you're always going to do what he says because you're going to love the relationship with him. It's an amazing factor in God. Jesus said, the Father is seeking those like you and me who will worship him, who will walk with him every day. And you just did. Click like, hit subscribe, ring the bell, and you'll know every time we're on here, and we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, for all the verses that we had to read tonight, I think we're doing pretty good. Let's hold our communion elements up, and we'll receive them together tonight. I hope you like my cup. Though your sins were red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. I love it. Thank you, Solo. You made it just for me. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
Spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body,
in
Jesus.
The body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you endured the cross, despising the shame. And you are set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And you're leading us every day. We thank you for it. Lift up the cup of blessing. As we pray this prayer, every one of these declarations are straight out of the Word of God. They're verses of Scripture. Listen to everything the Holy Spirit is going to lead you into that the blood of Jesus just did for you. Right? By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Most powerful cleansing force on the face of the earth.
The most powerful cleansing force on the face of the earth.
I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And will never return. By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become new.
And behold, all things have become new.
And I thank you for it, Jesus.
And I thank you for it, Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren every day.
I overcome the accuser of the brethren every day.
There's no more condemnation in my life.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be. The glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive his blood shed tonight. Now, in our last program, we sang this song by Charity Gale. I love this song. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. So I've got the words here, and I'll put them up on the screen. Everybody that's with us will be able to see it. And let's see. Let's go down to right here. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, you have washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You took my place, laid aside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father through the blood. The blood. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by the Father through the blood. The blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood applied in our lives. Thank you for joining us today on Read a Word. Almost said Giving 15. But thank you. And come back and share this video with everyone. Now, right down here in the notes of the video, right down there, you're going to find a link that says complete video link. What does it say? Hold on. Read the Word YouTube playlist. That's going to take you to a playlist that has every video, 296 of them in it. It's got a video. Well, it doesn't have quite 296 because we put a bunch together there for a while. But every chapter of the Bible has been read from Genesis now into the Gospels. And if you're just joining us, it is one of the greatest places to begin your discipleship. It's just go right there and start right in the beginning of the Bible. And most of them at the beginning were about 25 minutes long. I don't know what they're doing now because they're giving me 100 verses to read, and that's just difficult to get done in 25 minutes. But It's all right. It's worth your time and your effort. Follow us all the way through the Bible, because you just get this very interesting understanding, because we're actually reading the Bible right out loud. And I've never done this before, and I'm absolutely loving it. And I think this is one of the greatest processes God has ever asked me to do in the kingdom. And I appreciate the fact that he gave it to me. I think every pastor should do this for his church.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Because it's such a blessing. Anyways, click like, hit subscribe, ring the bell. Join us every day. Usually I have it posted by about midnight, 1 o'clock. It'll be ready for you first thing in the morning when you are starting to wake up and say, what am I going to do today? I am going to study, read the word first thing, and will be a blessing to you. Doesn't matter where you are, how much you know. What matters is that you know Jesus. And what Jesus just said tonight, and we read that, you don't have to go to their school to know it. You got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit inside of you. All I got to do is teach you how to hear his voice and walk with him every day of your life in Jesus' name. Well, this is what we got to say. You can join us every night, Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and we teach a very open, interactive Bible study. Right now, we've been studying the righteousness of God, the blood of Jesus. And then tonight we've studied the rapture and how to help get your family saved with you. We love you. Send me an email. Any way I can help you, if it's in my ability, I will do it. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. You can be with us doing this every day. This channel you're on is for the community of faith. And I encourage you to go look up the channel, Read the Word on Blog Talk Radio, because that's where we post this every day in Jesus' mighty name.